Before I start my presentation, I would like to tell you a little bit about my organization. The Dominican Women's Development Center is a 19 years old organization, and our mission is basically to organize Dominican and Latina women to eliminate gender inequality and promote social justice. We have a number of programs that you can see here on the screen. And under our health and wellness prevention program, we have the Latino Consumer Genetics Education Network. When we started working with the original project, the Gene Project, the community of Washington Heights was identified because we were an underserved community and the large number of Latino population. And now in the second part of the project, the goals are to build community capacity, to increase genetic awareness in the Latino community based on the needs assessment that we conducted between 2002 and 2004. The objectives of the Latino Consumer Education Network are to develop, implement, and evaluate a training curriculum that we are going to utilize to train community health workers. Also, the community health workers will help work with us developing the educational materials to increase community awareness. And the idea is that once we train these community health workers in the community, they are the one who are going to provide the information to the community. We also chose to use a collaborative approach that is very participatory. Rebecca already mentioned all the partners at the national level. And at the local level, we have the health promoters. We have community-based organizations. Many of them the health promoters belong to. We have an advisory committee, the community residents, and many, many consultants that participate with us to make sure that the development of the materials and that the approach that we use is as participatory as possible. Our community, Washington Heights and Inwood, as you can see in the circle here, it's located in the most northern part of Manhattan. This community has around 320,000 residents, and of those, about 74% are Latinos, and the majority of those, more than half, 54%, are Dominicans. Something interesting is that many of the rest of the Dominican and Latino community was born outside of the United States, which has implications in terms of their levels of acculturation, their knowledge of the English language, and this is something that needs to be taken into consideration when developing materials and different approaches and interventions. As with many other communities where immigrants reside, Washington Heights is a community with a very high level of poverty, high levels of unemployment, and low levels of literacy and formal education. As mentioned before, this project is the second part of a needs assessment that was conducted by the Washington Heights and Inwood Coalition that was formed in 2003. And back then, we conducted this community, this assessment to measure the community knowledge, attitudes, and belief around genetics. We also asked the community what were the preferences of how they wanted to get the information delivered to them. And many of them mentioned that TV and radio messages were the preferred choice of how to get the information. We also wanted to make sure that, find out how much access to health and genetics information people had in the community, and of course, it was very little. And we also wanted to make sure we asked the community if they were interested in assisting us with the project, and about 50% of them said that yes, that they were. The main recommendations that were made out of the service and the focus groups, we conducted four focus groups also, where about 60 participants participated. And they recommended that we develop and disseminate culturally and linguistically appropriate materials around the advances in genetics, health, and research, about the interaction between genetics and the environment and its effect on our health, particularly when it comes to multifactorial diseases. Also, people wanted to get involved on issues related to genetics public policy. Also, people wanted more information on the ethical, legal, and social implications of genetic research and testing that was being conducted. And people are also interested in increasing the community capacity to provide genetic services. Why did we choose the community health workers approach? Very simple. We didn't want to reinvent the wheel. This is an approach that was found to be effective with Latino populations in Latin America and the United States. And what happens usually is that community health workers are people in the community that have the language and cultural understanding of the community. And what happens is that when people get diagnosed with a disease, the first people that they go to ask for advice about what to do, other than their healthcare providers, are their family members, their neighbors, and co-workers. So we wanted to make sure that we train people from those sectors so that we could empower them with the information, so that when people went to them, they have the information that was accurate and that would actually help people make better choices about their health. The project was designed with a very participatory effort in mind. We wanted to make sure that it was a project that was created with the people, by the people, and for the people in the community. We mentioned all the different players that we have involved in the project, but the most important thing is that the platform where we really have the community make the most of their input is in the regular network meetings that we have. We meet the third Friday of every month, and it's in these meetings that people actually have the ability to look at the different drafts that we have about the curriculum, receive information, bring up their ideas about how to they want the project to go. In developing the training curriculum in particular, we made sure that the community was involved from the very beginning. Even before anything was written down, we sat down with community members to discuss our plan and make sure that they had an input. Then after we did that, we started asking the members of the network who was interested in becoming a community health worker. And we also embarked in the process of hiring a bilingual expert on genetics. Then this person, which was very difficult to identify, his name is Dr. Alejandro Iglesias, he started meeting with the community members before he started to develop the curriculum and asking them what is it they wanted to know, and also taking into consideration the information from the needs assessment. Then, after he had several meetings with the community health workers and community members, he developed a curriculum with 10 topics. He presented these 10 topics to the community, and the community health workers added two more topics. And then we had a curriculum of 12 modules. The 12 modules were developed in Spanish, and for us this is very important that the information is developed in the language of the community that is targeted, because people can have more of an input that way, and the information comes in a way that people will normally talk about it. Also, we in the process of developing the material, since not everybody, people don't have that much information about genetics, we needed to hire several experts. We hire experts on curriculum development, and they gave us advice on that. We needed to hire scientific reviewers to make sure the information was scientifically accurate. We needed to hire a law literacy consultant, professional translators, and also popular education consultants. Originally, we had 12 modules, and then the popular education consultant, we received feedback, criticism from the advisory committee that the information was too technical, that the literacy level was too high, and that we were concentrating too much on the scientific aspect of the curriculum, and that we were not emphasizing enough the effects on the environment in the information. So we made changes around that. The 12 modules were converted to 6, and also we made a slight show presentations. Since this is a trainer curriculum, we needed to teach the community or share with them information about how they were going to convey the information to the community. And we also developed 2 workshops that they are going to be utilizing, but they were also trained on how to present the information. The community health workers, one of the advantages that we see is that they can contribute a lot, and they actually did. They assisted us in making sure that the project was very participatory. They helped us to recruit members and to engage the community. They served as critics and contributors and partners in the development of the educational materials, helped us to keep focused on the real needs of the community. They participated in the development of the images, the theme, everything that had to do with the project. What are our recommendations to other communities who want to work with the Latino communities? What worked for us, our best practice was to involve them in the process as early as possible. In the planning stage, people want to be sitting at the table from the beginning. Another thing that was very effective for us was to involve community members that were affected directly or indirectly by a genetic or a health condition, either themselves or their children or a family member or someone they knew had a genetic condition that they wanted to get involved. Also, being there on a regular basis. Having the monthly meetings is something that allowed us to keep the communication alive, to make sure that we develop a connection with people, making an effort to treat them in a warm and welcoming manner. We provided refreshments and all these things that help to build cohesiveness. We provided incentives as well. And of course, providing many, many, many trainings. Training them on as much information as possible. Areas that were they identified, you can see some of them. We had speakers. When we were not working on the curriculum and the monthly meetings, we were providing workshops. There was something always a topic of interest. Something that for us is very important also is to try to involve key people and local resources first, because we're talking about building capacity in the community, and also as I mentioned before, developing the material in the primary language. When utilizing a participatory approach, there are certain challenges that are going to be encountered, and the main one is that it requires more time than when you use the top-down approaches. Another challenge in our program was to recruit a bilingual geneticist. There are not that many. Originally, we tried to work with Dr. Victor Penchasade, but he traveled outside the country. Then after that, we identified Dr. Alejandro Iglesias, but there are not too many of them out there. Also, recruiting people who had an interest in genetics was difficult in the other community-based organizations, because we're working with a community that has so many other problems, and genetics was not necessarily one of the priorities. But maintaining people's interest in the project was also a challenge. We really have to do a sun and dance all the time. It was also difficult to have an advisory committee that was active, because the people who are in a position to give advice very often are very busy. So that is the challenge also. Getting people with knowledge on genetics to translate the materials was difficult, because people might be able to do the translation, but they might not necessarily have the genetics knowledge that is required to make an appropriate translation. So that was quite a challenge. Also, working with several scientific reviewers and consultants, it was challenging to have to deal with the back and forth and getting people to agree on how to go, or going over the material over and over again, making sure that the material had a literacy level, and that at the same time they were scientifically accurate, was really quite a challenge. Finally, we just want to acknowledge and thank the participation of everybody in the project. Thank you very much.